when I came here, I suppose one of the most famous people was a person called Sir Max Aitken, who was the son of Lord Beaverbrook, who in the wartime was the Minister of Arms, or that's just Canadian. And of course he ended up as, well, he was, he owned Beaverbrook Trust, the Express organisation. Wasn't just newspapers, of course, also. Well, he was one there. And what was so important, there were, in those days, some special yacht races called the Admiral's Cup. And they used to change the rules, so these owners, well-known owners, they would get new yachts built to meet up the yachts. This produces a lot of work for a lot of people. It was wonderful what these people did by pouring lots of capital in to the industry, which produced a lot of work, etc. And of course, these people loved coming here. I can remember having to go to a meeting in London, and Max Aitken and several other rather famous people. And Sir Max said, "Henry, you look worried." I said, "Yes, you're not the same here as you are in Cowes." He said, "Why is that?" I said, "When I see you in your jeans, with covered in a bit of oil and dust and the odd tear or two, you're different people to what you are here in your pinstripe suits." So they all chuckled away at that. But in a way, this is what Cowes and the island does. It gets people to relax and enjoy themselves, no matter who they are. And yes, inevitably, you do meet a lot of people. And that's the fun of it. I think you asked me that question, yeah. But the fun of people from all walks of life.